All right, that was beautiful. The Indigo Girls live in Studio C on KBCO, and the webcam is on. Visit kbco.com. The good old webcam right up there.
Networked and interfaced.
Catching us. Connected. Of course, looking forward to the concert tonight at the Fox Theater. A nice, intimate setting. And you've been doing this a few dates in the States, aren't you, to celebrate the release of the new album?
Yeah, this is actually the first stop, though.
Oh, that's
starting
right.
Not here.
Because you were in Europe.
Yeah, we were in Europe for a week, or 8 days. UK and Ireland, France, Scotland. Just kind of getting our feet wet a little bit.
I mean, that must be a lot of fun. I mean, you've played before some huge crowds. In fact, what would be about the biggest size audience you've ever played?
Ever?
We opened for the Grateful Dead. That was pretty big.
Yeah, that was like 50,000 people.
But our own
show. They weren't there to hear us. I mean, you know what I mean.
Our own show.
It was the Dead.
We played in at Great Woods in Boston one time, and about 18,000 people came. That was the biggest ever.
Some of the Lilith Fair shows were pretty big.
But that's true. Yeah. So, I mean, it must be fun to kind of downscale it and do a more intimate show like this. In fact, people should get there early, 8 o'clock, because I understand you're going to play part of the new CD.
Yeah. I think they might play it all the way through. We're not sure what's happening exactly, but it give people a chance to hear it. And then we're going to play a lot of new songs, just stripped down, just me and Amy. So it really is like an introduction to the new record, and nothing more than that, really.
I understand. That's kind of how you approach the album, Become You, too, is to kind of strip it down a little bit. Maybe, in fact, I think one of you has described the album as more organic.
Yeah, we sort of just, everything's acoustic on it, you know, all the instruments. But we do have a band, but it's sort of like the same band for the whole record, which is something new for us. Usually we have five drummers and, you know, a million different guests. And this is like our core group of people. They're very sort of rootsy players. And so it's pretty reminiscent of our first couple records. I'd say songwriting might be a little better, hopefully. But
and recorded
instrumentally speaking.
And recorded a lot of the songs live in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of went for live vocals a lot of times, and Emily did some live vocals.
Yeah, there were a couple songs where they were sort of mine were sort of spliced together, and then there were some where like I sang my vocals over and over. But the basic tracks with the band, you know, were live. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're anxious to hear the whole album. What would you like to do for us next?
We're going
to
do an old song.
Oldie.